Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back to Fan Fiction Friday.
And we are this time picking up right where we left off. With Kellerman saying, "You guys, you want to go to Montana?"
I know where Terrence Stedman is, he says. Sarah's in the bedroom because she doesn't want to face Kellerman. Aldo, all the Burroughs boys, Aldo Burroughs, Michael
Burroughs,
Schofield,
Burroughs and Burroughs,
Lincoln Burroughs, LJ Burroughs, and Kellerman are all in the outside room. And Jane.
And Jane, who's been shot, who's but been is handling shot, it very well.
Been handling it very well.
Okay. Michael stares at Kellerman, his head suddenly filled with Veronica's last phone call to Lincoln. The line had been bad, but Lincoln had heard enough to know that she'd been calling from Montana. Shock flickers across his brother's face as the same thought obviously occurs, occurs to him, his whole body stiffening with anger. "You fucking bastard." His fingers clench the handle of his gun, then their father is beside him, his hand on his shoulder. "Don't. I know how much you want to pull that trigger, but he's not worth it." His hand still on Lincoln's shoulder, their father looks at Jane once more. "Get on the wire, see what you can find out." He nods at Kellerman, his expression grim. "See if he's worth keeping alive." Jane gives Kellerman a hard smile. "Of course." In the meantime, Michael's father crosses the room to rummage through a dark backpack, pulling out a roll of duct tape. "We might make our guest a little more secure." "Works for me," Lincoln mutters darkly, and his hands and the barrel of his gun... his eyes and the barrel of his gun never leaving Kellerman's face. As their father tears off a long strip of tape, Michael makes a sudden decision. "Wait." Both his brother and his father look at him with obvious surprise, but say nothing as he takes three deliberate strides to stand beside Paul Kellerman. "The cranes you took from Sarah's purse." Michael raises his eyebrows. "Nope." Kellerman raises his eyebrows. "What about them?" "Give them to me." Michael holds out his hand. "Now." Kellerman sighs, then makes a show of patting down his pockets. Michael gives him 5 seconds, then snaps his fingers. "Now," he repeats, his voice hardening. Leaning forward, the other man draws three paper birds, now looking rather the worse for wear, from the back pocket of his jeans and drops them onto Michael's open palm. "You know, Schofield, you've only got yourself to blame. Any kid who does enough crossword puzzles could have worked these out. Eventually..." Lincoln takes the safety off his gun, the loud click cutting off Kellerman's last word, and Michael doesn't bother hiding his smile at the sight of the other man's obvious discomfort. His fingers curling over the paper cranes in his hand, he watches his father quickly bind the other man's hands behind him and his feet to the front legs of the wooden chair. He watches the tape bite into the flesh of Kellerman's wrists, feels his smile widen.
Jeez.
Perhaps he should worry about what kind of man that makes him, but he doesn't particularly care. When it's done, he looks at his father. "How soon are we leaving?" His father glances down the hallway, then back at him. 10 minutes.
"Fine." Turning his back on Paul Kellerman, he slips the cranes into his trouser pocket and walks down the hallway in search of Sarah. As expected, she's in the room they'd shared the night before, haphazardly shoving clothes into the duffel bag that's sitting open on the bed. She doesn't look up as he stands in the doorway, but she knows he's there. "Are you okay?" Ridiculous question, he knows, but he doubts she wants to hear him apologize again. "Not really." She looks pointedly at the open bedroom door. He closes it behind him, and she abruptly drops onto the bed, a crumpled T-shirt in her hands. "He shot Jane in the goddamn arm, then came waltzing in here with his hands above his head." She bites out the words as though every one of them leaves a very bad taste in her mouth, grinning like a fucking schoolboy who'd been caught playing hooky. Despite everything, he can't help but be amused by the unfamiliar sound of Sarah Tancredi cussing. He sits down next to her, then reaches out to take the T-shirt from her hand and puts it on the bed beside him. He says he wants to help us take down the president. He tangles his fingers through hers, squeezing her hand gently, and that he knows where Terrence Stedman is being hidden. She draws in a deep breath, staring down at their entwined hands. "How can you possibly trust him after everything that's happened?" "I don't." At his words, he feels some of the tension go out of her. She breaks off, her voice cracking, then starts again. "He told me he didn't have anything to do with my dad's death." She screws up her face, and he knows she's doing everything she can to hold herself together. "But when I saw him and he was smiling at me, I didn't care if that was the truth or not. Her hand clenches around his, her voice small and hard and cold. I wanted to kill him. There's suddenly a lump in Michael's throat the size of a fist. Oh, Sarah. He lifts his other hand to touch her face, then her hair, smoothing his thumb out over the soft curve of her jaw. We'll get to Washington. We'll find whatever it was that your father left for you, and we'll do what needs to be done to end this thing. She leans into his touch so naturally that almost breaks his heart, but her voice is still hard. Why is he helping us? Why indeed, Michael wonders silently, but offers her the best explanation he can, because apparently Caroline Reynolds has tossed him aside. He gives her a wry smile. I don't think he's taking it too well. She frowns, and he can almost see her mind worrying. Why do we need him when he's already nowhere to find what my father left for me? Because we don't know exactly what we're going to find, he points out gently, and he has the connection to help us use whatever we do find. He squeezes her hand again. He's right. We need him. Oh, hello. I hope you're enjoying listening to this story as much as we enjoyed telling it. If you want to hear the rest of it, please join our Patreon community. You can find that link wherever you get your podcasts. And if you join Patreon, that gives you access to the Discord community where people gather every day to discuss all things Prison Break and beyond. We'll see you there. Prison Breaking with Sarah and Paul is a Caliber Studio production.
Your hosts have been inmates Sarah Wayne Callies and Paul Edelstein.
Our prison warden is producer Ben Haber.
Cutting us up in the yard are our brilliant interns Ariel, Alyssa, and Cade.
The frontman of the Jailhouse Rock Band is me, Paul Edelstein, who made the music.
All the music. Our prison yard tattoo artist, logo, and brand designer is John Nunziato at Little Big Brands. Check him out at www.littlebigbrands.com.
Follow the show on YouTube and Instagram at Prison Break Podcast or email us at ppodcast@caliberstudio.com.
Join the watch party and our Discord community through the Patreon link in the show notes wherever you're listening to right now. They're amazing.
Prison Breaking with Sarah and Paul has been a Caliber Studio production. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.